You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Costa Cruises continues its return to service with two new seven-night itineraries exclusively for Italian passengers sailing to only Italian ports of call. Every Sunday from September 6th to September 27th, Costa Del Oso will sail from Trieste to domestic ports, and on September 19th, the Costa Diadema will sail a similar route. And MSC Cruises' newest ship, MSC Seashore, was floated out on Thursday morning from Fincantieri Shipyard in Italy. This is the first of two Seaside Evo-class ships. The ship will be 1,112 feet long, hold over 5,600 guests, and come in at just under 170,000 gross registered tons. The ship will now continue to be worked on in a wet dock until the summer of 21, when she'll be deployed to the Western Med. And finally, popular Caribbean ports of call St. Kitts and Nevis will be opening its borders and welcoming tourists back at the beginning of October. The announcement came by way of a press release from the Federation and applies to both air and sea travelers. And to ensure safety, each hotel and resort will need to earn a travel-approved certificate from the Federation's Tourism Authority. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once, with like basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.